Welcome to Mouthfuls of Madness.
Did it start?
All right.
This is episode whatever of Mouthfuls of Madness.
What day is it?
Huh?
I forgot what day it is.
You forgot what day it is?
Tuesday.
Perfect. You want the date? What do you want?
I want the date.
You want the date?
I know
it's the 30th of May. It's gonna be May. So I'm here with these two little children. Meep and Moop. Geek and Gook.
This is Mom.
Actually, that was terrible. Let me cut that one out.
This is Mom.
What?
This is Mom.
Your Mom.
This is Mom. Mouthfuls of Madness.
Oh, okay. Yes. I was like, you want to be called Mom on the podcast? That seems...
Isn't that great?
We got an almost teenager. She's preteen for like another month. And then she'll be 13. And then we got a 9-year-old who thinks she's 9 and a half.
It's May, you're not 9 and a half. Well, actually, never mind, because she's November, not December. So yeah, you're.
The halves don't count.
My math teacher did half birthdays because I'm a summer kid and we can't celebrate it in school. So she gave me an airhead on my half birthday.
Oh, airheads.
Airhead.
What flavor?
I picked blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry.
I like strawberry.
You like strawberry. Why are you whispering? This is an audio podcast.
I don't
know. So you should talk louder.
Okay.
Not that loud, but normal. Just like you're having a real conversation with somebody. So, we have a little news. There was a sinkhole in Hawaii, apparently. I forget what it was. I didn't look it up. I'll put it in the bottom when I edit this. But apparently there was a body found in the sinkhole, and it was wrapped. They didn't know if it was man or woman because it was like wrapped in something. But they still said it might have been a neglectful death. But I'm like, you found a body wrapped in something in a sinkhole. I think somebody was murdered. Hardcore murdered. And now somebody's stressing out because they're buried that person somewhere and now the sinkhole unearthed it.
Oh.
Huh? What?
So there's a sinkhole, right? The sinkhole is like the earth. Like, there's like a void of air or whatever, and suddenly more water gets into the ground, and then it like moves the dirt so that everything on top falls in. Right? It's called a sinkhole, so it happens from underneath. There's spaces created, and then the top
like
falls
Bob's
in.
Like Bob's Burgers.
Right. Just like the movie. Yeah. So in this sinkhole, the person who found the sinkhole said there was what looked like a body at the bottom of the sinkhole. And when the police got there, they found there was a body, but it was like wrapped and stuff. But they said like, oh, it doesn't look like foul play because whatever. But it's like the body was wrapped, so like somebody put it. So I think somebody killed somebody, and then they buried them in a spot that they thought was safe, and no one would ever find. But then. Sinkhole happened, and now there's a body.
I think that, like, ancient Egypt times, like, they killed someone for, like, a sacrifice or something,
mm-hmm.
and they buried them, and then they, like, hid them in, like, the sand or something, and that became dirt, so then the sinkhole happened, and that's why it was wrapped in that stuff.
So you so think
like
that
mummified.
So you think the body they found in Hawaii is an Egyptian mummy?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's good. You never know.
Maybe
like Egyptians were here before and they were okay.
Or like the ancient Egypts gave it to the Native Americans and just like and they like
they yeeted on a body.
And they gave it to Pocahontas and then she just like
how did it get to Hawaii?
Oh, it all happened in Hawaii.
Eruption.
Okay.
All
so Pocahontas
erosion.
Took it in a boat in her canoe.
Yeah.
And then she miraculously like sank and the body that was gifted to her by the ancient Egyptians.
Yeah.
Sunk to the bottom and then landed on top of a volcano.
Yeah.
And then that volcano became Hawaii. And
yeah.
Put that Egypt mummy into this hole. And then millennia, or thousands and thousands of years later, there's a sinkhole in 2023.
Yeah.
And unearthed the mummy.
Yeah.
Okay. She said every type of native, but
feasible.
Native
yeah. But Polynesians had nothing to do with it, that's why. According to her. What do you think happened?
I think it was a murder.
You think it was just plain and simple? Straight up murder, son?
Did you know there was one, there was one case, and I think 1978, maybe?
That's pretty specific for guessing.
Maybe like 1970s, 1980s, maybe. And I don't know what her real name was, so I'm just going to use a fake name.
We have just the facts on Mouthfuls of Madness. We don't do any research.
So, Laura...
Oh, I was like,
just Googling stuff. Oh, yeah, you're supposed to be our homeless pimp, right?
Yeah, that's why I was Googling the body thing.
So
there's nothing. It just happened, so there's not a lot of stuff on it. Sorry, go ahead, Raven.
So, this girl named, like, Laura, maybe, I think. So, she...
You're supposed to be allegedly.
So there was a guy named Joseph, and
what was the girl's name?
Laura.
So Laura and Joseph.
Yeah, Laura and Joseph. So Joseph was Laura's neighbor, and Laura was like 7, and Joseph was like 12, maybe, and. Her and her sister would always do homework together, but since Laura didn't have homework, because they would always go out together to play until dinner.
Can you stop with your leg? Okay.
And then, so she went out to play early, but Joseph was out playing, and he would usually play with them. So he played with Laura, but he accidentally hit her with a ball. And she cried, so he killed her to make her stop crying.
Yeah.
And then he hid her under his waterbed.
Ew.
Yeah. And
this
then
12-year-old had a waterbed?
Yeah. And so he
balling out of control.
So he cut open his waterbed.
Stuffed her in there.
Stuffed her in there.
Sewed it back up. Glued it. Well, he had to close it, right?
I think it was like Velcro.
Ugh.
So he just Velcroed it and then like taped it on top of it, and then his mother came in and she was like, why is your bed leaking? So she flipped it over. So she flipped it over and opened it, and she was just like decaying.
Moist.
And then she was just, like,
smelled that before you would.
But like this search party has been going on for like weeks. And nobody knew that this 12-year-old boy, had her decaying body in his waterbed.
How much to drink that water?
1 billion.
1 billion?
Yeah.
One trillion.
1 trillion? That's not even possible. Nobody's going to give you that much money. Like, what's a reasonable...
$300.
$300? That went down real quick. You went from a trillion to 30? 300, I mean?
$1,000.
That's a lot of money. But that's like, you could get real sick.
900 to pay for my hospital bill.
You gotta do extra. You can't just get the exact amount for the hospital bills and then not have anything left over.
The one who's daring me to drink that water.
You gotta think, that's like, you know how bad that's gonna smell? Like, you'll never get that taste out of your mouth or out of your nose. Ever.
Every K-pop album I'll ever want,
That's what you get. Okay, so if we buy you every K-pop album as it comes out, you would drink an 8-ounce glass of putrid, not only disgusting, like, waterbed water, like, that's bad enough, but then to have a decaying corpse of a small child in it, and you'll be like, sklurp.
You
just every K-pop album? All of them. Like, it doesn't matter if you listen to the band or not, you just want all the K-pop albums.
No, I would have to.
Only the ones you like.
Yeah.
That's a deal.
Did you know?
I will find decaying dead body water. Because that is worth it to me.
Did you know Jeffrey Dahmer didn't eat people with tattoos because he thought that it had, like, bad stuff in it, so he didn't eat people with tattoos?
Oh, no, I'd have been safe. I'm also not at a gay club, so I probably would have been safe anyways.
We'd be safe.
It was definitely not his shape. I'm a bear. He liked twigs and otters. I got some tech news. PlayStation 5, right? Which is something I'd like to all those viewers out there, if you just want to send me money for a PlayStation 5, that'd be cool.
Oh.
I was in the middle of time. You talk after. They just unveiled that they were going to make PlayStation going to have a handheld gaming device again. They used to have one called a PSP, and it was like a little Switch.
Oh.
Smaller. It was kind of like that. So they announced they're going to have a new one. It's been called Project Q for right now, because they're still not done, I guess. But it's got like an 8-inch screen, which is like the screen size of this phone, right, when it's open. And it looks like the controllers. Like, so it looks like you opened up a controller and there's a screen inside, but it doesn't open up. It just looks like the controllers look exactly like the PlayStation 5 controllers. So you think, like, oh, sweet, like, it's going to be so awesome. We're going to be able to, like, play PlayStation games and whatever. There's going to be new games, like, portable, and you'll be able to carry it around. No. This thing only casts games from the PlayStation to the handheld device.
What?
And on top of that, it only does it over the same Wi-Fi network that the PlayStation 5 is connected to, which means that you can only play games on your PlayStation in a different room of your house. Or maybe on the porch. So,
that's
it's not
stupid.
So great. Right?
What?
That's just going to make the Switch look so much better.
Well, that's the thing, is that, like, of course people are going to buy this. Like, everybody that has a PS5 is probably going to buy one of those. Maybe 70% of PlayStation 5 people are going to buy that thing, for sure. But why would they spend this? Apparently they say they've been working on it since 2015.
What?
Right, which is a long time. But why wouldn't you make it at least
8 years?
Yeah.
What?
It's almost as old as Riley.
8 years?
Right, and it's not out yet. Why wouldn't you make it, like, it makes sense because there are ways, even on your phone right now, to, like, play your console game on, like, somewhere else, portably, on your phone, which is not the greatest thing, obviously, because most people's phones aren't that great or whatever, but you can do that. This thing doesn't even do that.
Oh.
Like, you can't go somewhere with your handheld PlayStation whatever Project Q thing and, like, start your PlayStation remotely and have it play the game on the whatever. You have to be connected to the same Wi-Fi network that your PlayStation's on. So you could take your PlayStation 5 to a different location and put it on that Wi-Fi and then play with it. You still have to be within Wi-Fi range of the thing.
Huh.
It's pretty silly. It's a silly billies. What is that picture? Oh yeah, it looks cool.
It looks cool, but it's like
we got Kyla on the phone being our producer looking looking up things.
Oh, that dead body, it says
Is there an update?
Wrapped in a blanket.
Right, so that doesn't do you read the part where it says
the Honolulu Police Department provided a report of a possible body found in a sinkhole. The object that may be a body was found by a woman in the area on Saturday, May 27th, in the Kalaeloa area.
Who takes a Lelo over here?
According to the report, the object was not immediately identified as a body since it was wrapped in some sort of material that the HPD reported to look like a blanket. They also indicated that there were no signs of foul play. At the time of the discovery, the object was not accessible, and HPD reported that they were waiting on the Honolulu Fire Department to do it.
That's a fly. So, but doesn't that, like, the body being wrapped in something make you think that...
Like, you think the dude just, like...
Well, like maybe if there was, like, remnants of a casket or something, maybe they wrapped the body and put it in a casket, but,
if, like, the sinkhole happened over, like, a grave or something, maybe, but it's, like, if he just, like, found
They don't really say where it was, like, specifically.
Yeah, not, like, says, like, the area.
They just say the area, but, like, we'll wait up for further updates on that one, because I'm very interested, because I think somebody got...
I think somebody got...
Straight up yeeted. As the kids say nowadays, yeeted, killed and yeeted.
There was a serial killer that didn't eat chubby people because he thought they had more cholesterol.
That's probably true.
It's weird.
So these two are officially on summer break.
Yeah. So
our lives are now living hell. As you can hear, what we got to deal with. But what are you guys most excited about doing summer?
Swimming.
Swimming? More swimming? What about you, old one?
Ricky Martin's and getting money so that I can buy cable.
I heard Ricky Martin. I was like, Ricky Martin? Are you excited about Ricky Martin? I don't think anybody's been excited about Ricky Martin for a long time.
It was Ricky Martin.
He's a singer. Oh. You know, like, she bangs, she bangs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That song. And he was also in the Manu, though, when he was, like, kid.
As soon as they said Rick, I was like, no, we're gonna win.
That's a different Rick.
Rick Astley.
Rick Astley. So, say, what are you gonna say about?
Working markets and getting money so that I can buy K-pop.
It all goes back to K-pop all the time. All the time.
And on June 2nd, Stray Kids has coming out a new album that I'm excited to listen to.
You tune in here, guys, for all your Stray Kids K-pop news.
Yeah.
Not really. Don't tune in here for K-pop news.
Don't.
Unless it's a kid. Unless one of these two is on it. Well, actually, the little one, not so into K-pop, really. Mm. But, whatever.
I mean,
big ones, big K-pop.
I can kind of lip sync to it, but not really.
Well, yeah, I mean, you listen to it, but like, it's your choice. To. You're not going to choose K-pop
not
all
really.
The time. I think she's talking about in the car. Like, when you guys are playing music, like, you listen to what she listens to, but you don't choose to listen to K-pop stuff, mostly. Right? Like, your go-to is, like, animated soundtracks.
Yeah.
Things like that. Yeah. Disney stuff, and Pixar things, and
Let It Go.
Yeah, the Dr. Seuss Lorax thing, which is... too much.
It's just too funny.
Is it? I mean, after a while... It's not funny. This episode brought to you by this green water.
Mossy water.
Is that the decayed corpse bed water?
Decayed corpse water.
What do you want? If you, like, how much money?
Oh, I'm just...
That's my favorite thing. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm just happy to be part of the life cycle of this dead kid. It's all good. I taste the suffering.
What movie What movie do you think was better, Aliens 2 or Predator 1?
Ooh, that's a tough one. That's real tough. Those are so different but similar. There's a lot of flies flying around. You're gonna see this and hear a lot. They're so good and they're so different, but like, I love Alien. I'm gonna have to say Predator though, because it's just, it's a solid movie.
I like him slashing me. So good.
Well, with his retractable claws, it was pretty sweet.
Should we watch Aliens 2 tonight?
Aliens 2? You didn't watch
Aliens?
I mean,
Aliens 1?
Kylo doesn't like those movies. I don't want to watch them. We can't watch movies together that you guys don't like. We'll have to think of something you all want to watch. Mommy said we could watch Titanic, but I think we should wait for her. Because I think she'd still want to see Titanic. She just didn't want to watch it last night.
Why?
Because it's a long movie. It's a 3-hour long movie.
Mommy was probably the one.
I've never watched it. Like, I mean, like, the trailer looks okay, but I feel like the Avatar Way of Water isn't worth the 3 hours to watch it. Like, I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
But everyone says it's good.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it's really good and stuff, but I don't
want to pay for it.
I'll do it when it's free.
Yeah, like, just based off the Avatar 1, like, I feel like it's not going to be, like...
I just feel like, how different can it be? You know? Like, it seems, from the trailers I see, too, it's, like, the same thing. There's just more of them, and, like, it's now it's something else trying to kill them, or... You're like, ugh.
And 3 hours.
At this point, I'd rather just see a movie about them living life and farming than, like, battling humans or some other people trying to kill them, and just be like, can we just see these people not at war? Like, there had to have been some chill times between the first movie and this movie where they were just hanging out and making babies and stuff.
Huh? I don't know what they eat.
You want to know what they eat? Yeah. I think, did they eat stuff in the first movie? They had like fruits and stuff, right?
A while ago.
Because when he ran out of the thing the first time,
they were nom nom on flowers.
They nom 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 on flowers?
Nom nom nom.
Is that the official Avatar sound?
Yeah.
Nom nom nom.
Nom nom nom.
It sounds like one of those like old ringtones.
Nokia. Did you know Nokias are indestructible?
I don't know if they're indestructible.
No,
I mean, they're tough.
Those power pressures, when they smashed down on
the hydraulic press?
Yeah, the hydraulic press actually broke.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Here, can I see your phone?
Just Google.
Go on YouTube.
Nokia breaking hydraulic press.
YouTube.
Thanks for waiting while we try to Google something. Maybe I'll insert video somewhere around here.
Look, Daddy.
Okay. Alright, we're watching a Nokia.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
You don't have to keep saying okay. I love these videos, by the way. These hydraulic presses crushing stuff. First off, that hydraulic press looks janky.
See?
That's not real.
It's breaking it.
But that's not real.
It's breaking it.
But I'm saying it's faked. Like, that's not a real piece on the hydraulic press. I'm not trying to... I don't want to, like, ruin your whole life or whatever.
Your whole life.
I know that this has ruined your summer.
She's like, no.
She likes to watch videos on the internet and likes, has no context, and so believes them all for the most part. Are you getting bored already?
No, I'm trying to get Bob. Bob.
Let me tell everybody who Bob is.
Bob?
You gotta stay here next to the microphone to say it though.
Bob is my clay figure that I made like 2 months ago, and he's been like...
How many times has Bob died?
Six
times.
Yes.
Bob is currently hanging from a noose on our porch over that way. And she's trying to get him down now. So he's been swaying in the weather. What was the first time Bob died? How did he die?
I threw him against the wall.
So Bob died throwing against the wall. Okay. Yeah. So are you ready, world? Did he have a face?
Yes.
This is his front one back.
Yeah.
This is his front?
Yeah. Right.
This is his front.
Yes.
Okay, so this is Bob, everybody. AC Bob. Bob is a vague racist representation of a Rastafarian. Or poop heads. I don't know what he is. But this is Bob, who has died 6 times.
And survived.
Survived 6 times. I don't know if you can see the textures of dirt and grossness that are on Bob, but it kind of looks like a sentient hairball.
Like, imagine, like someone, you buried him, and then you dug it up, like,
buried?
Centuries later.
You say buried.
Like, buried?
Kyle says buried.
I would get made fun of for saying buried. I don't know.
Well, you say buried, though.
Yeah,
you say them both?
Buried.
I usually buried. Say buried.
But buried.
I mean, buried makes more sense the way it's spelled.
I say buried.
Spold.
When I say buried, that sounds weird to me. Like, buried?
Like you got a bunch of raspberries and blueberries
buried
thrown at you?
Sponsored by YouTube and Dead Man's Bone. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's not sponsored by anything.
Gorilla
Retinol.
This is sponsored by our home.
Big
our porch.
What'd you say? Big un?
BK. Have it your way.
Hey, we might get sued.
Okay. We said too many titles.
Can't monetize the YouTube stuff if you keep plugging brands.
What's your favorite John Cena? I was about to say John Cena.
What?
I was about to say John Cena.
What's my favorite John Cena?
I know. What's your favorite Jim Carrey movie?
The two we just watched are really good. Like, because I usually only watch his comedies. So.
Ooh, Cable
Eternal
Man.
Sunshine of Spotless Mind is good. Yeah, Cable Guy is real good.
The Mask Guy.
Mask is good.
Oh, the show.
The Truman Show. Yeah, that was really good.
That was my favorite.
I don't know if it's my favorite, though. I like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Is there any other dramas?
Yeah, there's one called The Majestic that's kind of a drama, comedy, whatever. I think it didn't do very well. I don't think people enjoyed it very much. But it's like the gist of it is like he has amnesia or something, and I guess he comes back to this town and everybody's like, oh, it's this guy's son, but it's not. But I guess he looked enough like, I don't really, I watched it a long time ago. I never watched it again, but it's something like that. And then I guess he's like, he regains his memory and he's not that guy, but like he's so ensconced in the town and what's going on that it's like he's been lying or whatever. I don't know. We could try to watch it.
I had a dream where I was getting chased by zombies, but they were super slow.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran so fast that I catched up with them behind them. And then they turned around. And then suddenly the back turned fast and it was like, and they were like really fast. And then Elastic Girl saved me, but she was on a spider web. And she was like, and she like picked me up, and I was like, and then I woke up, and then someone opened my door, and then they zoomed to my face, and it was the other mother. And then I woke up again.
From Coraline.
Yeah. And then I woke up again, and I was like, and then I heard, and I was like, and then I had another dream where I was in the lake, and then I went onto the land, and then a beaver started chasing me, and then I tripped on a log, and then it bit my arm. It's like, and it was like 6, and I was like, how?
It's very interesting. Does you wish to be made of wood?
And then it was like time to get ready for school, so I was just like, but sometimes I randomly wake up at 3.
Randomly? And then you just go back to bed, or what do you do?
Like, I wake up and I'm like, what time is it? Because it's like still dark. And like, I'm like, and I can't see, it's like so blurry, and I'm like, because I can't really see the time, so I like get my flashlight, and I'm like, and Kyle's already asleep, so I'm just like, what time is it? And it's like 3:05, and I'm like, oh my god. So I just like try to go back to sleep, and I like look at my stuffed animal, and she's like, and I'm like, and then I wake up and I'm like, oh wait, it's 5 in the morning.
A lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff to unpack.
Yeah.
It's ironic because I had so I loved having them in my bed, but like when I was little and I was like my whole bed was full of these animals.
You got allergies.
I used to always be scared that one of them would like watch my sleep, so I'd always be like, because like I'd like try to I literally like pretend to fall asleep in front of them.
Just fake out their ass.
Yeah, so that like I was like I'd be like and then I'd wake up to see if they were like blinking or something or like trying to like grab me, and then I was like, then I was like, I know that they're just trying to fake it. Like I know that they probably sense me waking up, so they just go back to their normal state. Or like that one had like a camera in or something and someone's watching me.
That's not true.
Oh, the scariest time that I had when I was little, I think. I kind of had a lot from like my 6-year-old point of view, but the scariest one is when mommy bought me.
Thanks.
Mommy bought me walkie-talkies, and then like one night I like got scared of something, so I like started talking to the walkie-talkie, and I thought it was you. I woke up and I was like, oh, I like talking to you. I was like, Daddy. And he was like, I was sleeping. I'm like, so just a random dude. But I was confused though, because like I said, like, I'm like, hi, Daddy. And it was just like, but like, I can't remember what he said, but I could hear like a dude's voice, and I sounded like you. So I was just like, hi, Daddy, but there was like no like response, it was like specifically to me. So I was just like, okay, good night. And then I like was asleep, I was like, how long did you answer me? And you were like, I didn't on the walkie talkie last night. And I was like,
it was otherworldly gentleman.
Daddy, you're like, it was Tristan. And she's like,
huh? Probably not.
It's like, you're like, wait,
Nuggie. That was before we even had the chicken.
I know.
Many tangents flow. It's like the multiverse.
You both.
Juicy mouth, dude. Can you see what time that says? Like, how long has it been going?
33:12.
33:12? I think we can get it. You should turn it off. Bye!